Good morning and welcome to a Hump Day Hallelujah. This is Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. It's been a while since we've gotten together on a Wednesday morning. My apologies. We were away on vacation for a couple of weeks, and then we had a family thing that made it so I couldn't record for last Wednesday. But we have reunited. We're back together. We're getting the team back together. Today we're recording in the kitchen here at the church, which is a strange choice, you might think. But before I went to seminary and became a pastor, I spent over 15 years working in kitchens, working in contract food service management on college campuses. So I thought the kitchen would be a good place to record this morning's Hump Day Hallelujah. While we were on vacation, actually the first night we were in Maui, we went to dinner at a restaurant. We didn't have a reservation, so we took a seat at the bar and we ate there. And one of the things that Robin and I noticed was how much the staff seemed to enjoy their work and what a good time they seemed to be having. They were working very hard. It was very busy. But they really seemed to be a lot of positive interaction between each other, and they really seemed to enjoy working together. So we got to talking about, Robin and I got to talking about, they were too busy to talk much, and so we got to talking about what makes a good work environment, and it occurred to me that, you know, at a place like that restaurant, in a place like Maui that really is about, is a tourist destination, and has a lot of people there, but you wouldn't normally see the same people over and over. Many of those places locals wouldn't want to go to eat because they're full of tourists. And so it made me think, gosh, what would make a place like this enjoyable to work at? It's not like you got to know the patrons very well, or I wouldn't think typically. And what occurred to me is the employees themselves made it a good place to work because they enjoyed working with each other. They clearly enjoyed being together. I'm sure they enjoyed the interactions with guests, but those were fleeting, right? I mean, they were going to happen one time. We actually went to that restaurant twice in the week, but we didn't even have the same server the second time. So those are all going to be fleeting. But it also made it, because they were enjoying each other, and it made it a positive environment for us to want to go back and to be a part of that. The food was good as well. And so I began to wonder, you know, kind of what that might look like in the church as we want people to come and visit. We want people to feel welcome. We want people to be attracted to our worship, to our gatherings. And I think one of the places that we can perhaps affect or make a difference is by actually enjoying being together. And so that when people come, they might actually get a sense that these are people who really care for one another, who like each other, and maybe even love each other. And I think when we ask all the questions about why aren't more people coming to church and where are they, one of the things I think immediately every one of us can affect is sort of the attitude and that we bring when we come to worship, that we engage with people at church, how friendly we are, how open we are to each other as a means of helping to change the culture. When people visit, that they might even notice that gosh, these are people who really enjoy being together and might want to come and be a part of what's going on. Yeah, obviously the preaching is good, but you know, that might be an opportunity for us to impact people's experiences when they come, and might actually make it even an even more enjoyable, fun experience for us as we really treasure and engage in those relationships one with another. Thanks for spending a little time with me on this morning. I gotta tell you, it's been a while since I've worked in kitchens, and they are hot. So I look forward to seeing you next week. I have every intention of being here next week, and even here on Sunday morning. So come have fun with us as we worship the risen Lord together. Take care.